Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3234 BN. Today's date is December 13th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Preparing Civil War, War, Patriots, No Civil War, No War, Clean and Swift, Down It Goes. Let's talk about protecting our health. Recent clusters of respiratory illness in northern China, alongside outbreaks of what is being referred to as white lung syndrome in the United States, are scattered across headlines right now, drawing attention to the importance of being prepared for medical emergencies. With close to 90% of pharmaceuticals in the U.S. produced outside of the U.S., what happens when the next global crisis strikes? Countries clamp down on exports. They stockpile. The price of drugs rise, and the pharmacy shelves in America aren't empty. Introducing the Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit. The Wellness Company is home to Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Drew Pinsky, Dr. Jim Thorpe, and truth-telling doctors who are rooted in their commitment to building a parallel health care system and empowering you to take control of your health. In a time when over 40% of Americans say they would avoid a doctor or a hospital unless it was a catastrophic situation, the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit provides a solution. This kit includes 8 potentially life-saving medications for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook detailing instructions for safe use. This Medical Emergency Kit includes emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics, like amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin to help keep you and your family safe in the face of natural disasters, supply chain shortages, or medical emergencies, like white lung or COVID. Be prepared for the unexpected. Go to twc.health/x22 and grab your medical emergency kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Code X22 saves you 10% at checkout. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your health with Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now putting everything in place because the 2024 elections is upon us. And you can see that they're preparing to actually cheat in the election. Now, how are they going to do this? Well, I do believe in the beginning what they're going to do, they're going to try to use AI to control the narrative during the election year. And what I mean by this, and if we have to go back a little bit in time, back to August, DHS, they put out a memo letting everyone know that they're going to be using AI to control everything. And I do believe they're going to try to use AI to actually shift people to where they want them to go or trap them in a certain area because it's misinformation or disinformation. Now, I don't believe that this plan is going to actually work. I do believe they're going to give it their best shot. And I do believe in the end, they're going to start to realize, okay, this is not working. People are still getting information. People aren't, you know, just listening to our narrative. And I think the people at this point are going to be, okay, we understand what's going on here. So I do believe what they're going to do is they're going to take this to the next level. And the next level is to actually shut down communications. The only way they probably can do this is maybe with AI, but that I don't think is going to work. They will probably have to try to actually shut it all down. And that is probably going to be with a cyber attack. This is why we've been seeing all this information about cyber attacks. And this is why the World Economic Forum has said, yes, we're going to see a cyber attack in the next 2 years. And they said this about almost 2 years ago. And I do believe this is what they're going to try to do. Now, hey, before I forget, we're going to have a 48-hour final sale, and everything is buy one, get one free. We know the economy's bad. We know what Biden is doing it to. So what we're going to do to get rid of the rest of the inventory, and when it's gone, it is completely gone. So what we're going to do to help everyone out, it's going to be buy one, get one. If you get one shirt, you get one free. If you get a sweatshirt, you get one free. If you get a knife, you get one free. That's how it works. And this is only going to last for 48 hours. So once it runs out, it runs out. We get rid of everything, help people out so everyone can have a great Christmas, a great Hanukkah, and a happy new year. So go to x22store.com or you can go to X22 Report and click on the banner, go right over and get the last remaining merchandise. Again, they're going to use this to probably try to cancel the elections. But I don't believe the elections will be canceled. And once the elections are not canceled, this is when they'll start the chaos. And I do believe they're going to try to bring us into civil war because this is what they wanted from the very beginning. They rather have we, the people, fighting each other than fighting them. So in the end, I do believe they want some type of civil war, but I don't think they're going to get what they think they're going to get. And they're going to try to push this. Now, think about what they've been saying all along. We have Biden continually telling everyone that we're MAGA extremists. They've been talking about white supremacists. We have the military. They're out there on military.com, and we'll go over that in just a second, a little bit later in this report. They talked about how there are certain individuals who are white supremacists, Nazis, and the rest who want to overthrow the government. DHS put out information letting everyone know these are the extremists. And of course, who are they pointing to? Most of the Trump supporters. And they're doing this on purpose because what they want in the end is they want a civil war with the Trump supporters. That's their main goal in the end. And I do believe this is what they're going to try to push. And just very interestingly, what has just happened is we had the cyber movie that was put out. And yes, they were working on this movie for a while because remember, this was part of their plan. They knew exactly what they were going to do. And then they have another movie coming out and just so happened to be coming out in April of 2024. And that is a civil war. And it's a civil war in present day, which I find very interesting. So we have the government, not really the government, the deep state that's controlling certain military operatives. They are going after the people in this country. And it reminds me of when Biden said, hey, listen, all you people, if you think you're going up against a tyrannical government with an AR-15, you got to remember we have F-15s. And in the movie, in the trailer, I should say, it shows these type of planes hitting American citizens. So do you think they want a civil war? Absolutely. Are they preparing for this? Absolutely. Now, once again, you need to remember the deep state players, they don't control the actual military. I do believe on November 3rd, the military was activated. They, because of the insurrection by the deep state players, and the only military that the deep state controls is probably a small handful of individuals. But the rest, I do believe, is controlled by the Patriots. And I do believe they completed their insurrection on January 6th as soon as Trump said, I want everyone to go home peacefully. And the deep state players did not, because he was actually talking to them. And that actually completes the insurrection once the president says, go home, disperse, and they don't. That means they just completed the insurrection. So I do believe they're going to try to pull this off, and they're going to try to get the people to fight DC, to attack DC. Now, how are they going to do this? Well, I do believe in the very beginning, when they have this cyber attack, I do believe they're going to have certain people out in the streets dressed up like MAGA, the Patriot Front group and the rest, trying to make it seem like these individuals, they are the MAGA supporters and they're the ones who are pushing this type of civil war. Because really think about this. If they have these people dress up, like we've been saying, and they're saying, okay, they're going to cheat in the elections, we can't have the elections, and they have these people trying to stop the elections, even though we're using paper ballots, I do believe this is their push to do this. Now, once the elections happen and Trump, and we use paper ballots and Trump wins, on the other side, you're going to have Antifa, BLM, and the rest come out. So you're going to have both groups, even though they're made up of the same people, you're going to have the both groups come out, and you're going to see the government come down on these groups that they're hoping that the people join in this fight. And they're hoping there is some type of civil war or something to get this kicked off. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know that they're going to do something like this. They're going to try to kick it off. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know exactly what they're going to try. They're going to create chaos in the streets. They're going to make it look like two groups are fighting. And maybe the National Guard might be dispersed to control the situation. And already, since the military has already been activated because we had a cyber attack because they tried to cancel the elections, I do believe the military, they will join in with the National Guard. Now, I do believe this is all going to happen under the Biden administration. Probably Kamala will be calling the shots at that point. Not really her, but the person in the basement. And I do believe they're the ones who are going to be calling out the military, and they're going to try to get something started. But I think this is going to backfire on them because the military is not going to take orders from them. They will be put in a place, but the military is going to remember their oath. The military is going to do what's needed to be done. And the people are going to see this all play out. Now, once they can't get the Civil War off the ground, because I don't think that's going to happen, I think the military is going to round up these agent provocateurs. They're going to continually push war, and they're going to push war very, very hard. And they're going to make it look like the United States is being attacked and we have to go to war. I do believe they're going to build this up before the elections, but it's going to really ramp up after the elections. And this is why Trump is out there saying, listen, if you elect me, I can have peace in 24 hours. And I do believe this is all beginning right now. And as we go through 2024, we're going to see this build up and build up. And I do believe in the end, the Patriots are going to shut all of this down. Because remember, Trump, the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know what they're going to try to do. Just like they did back in 2020, they knew they were going to use COVID. They knew they were going to cheat in the elections. Trump has told us multiple times. But again, he used that to his advantage. He used it where these individuals would cheat in the elections. He would capture everything that they have done. They would go into the White House. They would destroy America. The people would wake up. The people would see what they're doing. They would realize that everything they said about COVID was a lie, and these people would be trapped in their entire agenda. This time around, they're going to do the same thing, but not with COVID because they can't get the pandemic off the ground. They're going to try to use some other virus, some other attack on the United States. And they believe that this time around, if they can't cheat, they will cancel. But I think this time around, Trump is going to use it against them. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later in the new movie that is coming out. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Obama, because I do believe Obama is coming back into the picture. Trump actually put out a truth about Obama and the Iran deal and why it's so important. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later. But what's very interesting is that we know Obama's chef died and that person drowned, even though that person could swim and they had a paddleboard. Well, that person drowned, and now Judicial Watch, they have new documents, and it shows that the Secret Service, they couldn't get their rescue boats started. So there were operational failures with the Secret Service, and their rescue boats did not work. They couldn't put the engine in the water. They couldn't start the boats. Now, why would that be? Did someone sabotage the boats to make sure that they wouldn't be able to get to this guy? It's starting to seem that way. And as more and more evidence comes out, we're starting to see that something was afoot. And it looks like they wanted this person to drown and they wanted to make sure the Secret Service couldn't come to the rescue. And that's what we're seeing today. Because again, why would they do this? I don't think that they wanted this guy speaking out. Why? Because again, he was probably involved in a lot of their parties. He probably saw a lot of things happen, probably saw, you know, the pizzas being delivered, and this guy knew a lot. Now, would they worry about him if they were just citizens and they were just going about their business? No, they wouldn't. The only reason you would get rid of someone like this is if you're trying to maybe run for president and you're going to be in the public eye once again. You don't want certain people coming out and actually talking about you. So what do? You get rid of these people ahead of time. And I do believe that's exactly what they did. Now, right on schedule, we have Hunter Biden. He decided that he was going to defy the subpoena. And I think we all knew that he wasn't going to testify behind closed doors because once again, he'd be under oath and they'd be able to ask him anything. And if he lied, it would hurt him. If he told the truth, it would hurt him. So he had no place to go, and that was going to be very, very difficult. And this is why he went to the Capitol and stood outside and basically told them that his father did nothing wrong, but he kind of messed up. Now, the question is, did he actually mess up, or is he being controlled by the Patriots? Because think about it. Go back in time. Why would he leave his laptop in the computer repair shop? Why wouldn't he collect it if it had all the porn? If it had all the emails, if it had everything implicating his father, why would he leave it there? I do believe that he is controlled by the Patriots. They have him. And now he is dripping certain information out. And this is what Hunter Biden said when he made his press statement. He said, "Let me state as clearly as I can, my father was not financially involved in my business. Not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma. Why did he say financially? Well, the House Oversight responded to this on X and said no one believes that. Hunter Biden is welcome to come say that under oath at his deposition today, which he didn't do. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene responded to all of this and said, we'll gladly set up a camera for you, Hunter. Are you afraid to tell the truth to the American people under oath? Come to your deposition. We're waiting. Of course, he didn't. Marjorie Taylor Greene again said, rather than follow the lawful subpoena for a deposition issued by the chairman, Representative James Comer, Hunter Biden decided to play circus outside the Capitol this morning. President Trump's own children sat for hours of depositions after being subpoenaed countless times by the Democrats. We must immediately move forward to hold Hunter in contempt of Congress. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're holding him in contempt. But once again, we go back to the word financially. Paul Sperry put this out and said, in Hill press conference, Hunter Biden just tore up his father's defense of corruption allegations by arguing he was not financially involved in his business deals. A tacit admission Joe Biden was involved in other ways, directly contradicting Joe's blanket denials. So, yeah, he did that on purpose. And once again, we have Hunter Biden. He defied his subpoena. And we need to go back in time. What did Joe Biden say about anyone that defies a subpoena? Well, he said that the DOJ's duty is to prosecute anyone who defies a congressional subpoena. So he said this to the press out on the stations, and now it's all coming back to haunt. Now, remember, these individuals, since they were set up and they did all this, because remember, they're going after Trump, and now they're catching themselves in all of this, and this is the whole purpose of it, is to actually use this against them later on so the public can see what's going on, so the public can understand that they're liars, that there is a two-tier justice system. And that's what people are actually seeing. Don Jr. put this out and said, Hunter Biden just refused to show up for his congressional testimony. I'm looking forward to the same amount of outrage from the media as they've had if I blew off any of my five congressional subpoenas. But since they're covering for Joe Biden and his corruption, I won't hold my breath. Well, I don't think you're going to have to hold your breath at all, because I don't think it's going to happen. Now, think about it. Think about the plan and think about what Trump and the Patriots want to show the people. Now, if I was Trump and I was setting up the plan, I would definitely make sure that people could see the two-tier justice system, that people can definitely see the difference between what happens to the MAGA people, the Trump supporters, what happens to them if they defy a subpoena, compared to what happens if a protected person on the Democrat side or someone who is involved with Joe Biden, what happens to them. And I think people are going to see the difference, because let's just go back in time a little bit. Remember when Garland said that both Bannon and Navarro committed a federal crime because they defied their House subpoena? Now Bannon and Navarro, they're fighting this in court and spending a lot of money to do so. So what we're going to see, which I think we're going to see, is we're going to see a two-tier justice system once again. You're going to see how they have different rules for themselves and they push different rules for all of us. Now, how are they going to do this? Are they just going to come out and say, okay, we're not going to press charges? So Garland might use the excuse that he's under indictment. It's an ongoing case. So since he's been indicted already, he's not going to follow up on him defying the subpoena because it's a lesser crime and we have him under indictment. And this would show a two-tier justice system, but they'll do it in a way to make it seem like, oh, wait, no, we got indictments. These are the real crimes. I'm not even going to follow up on this crime because it's just a lesser crime. It's not that big of a deal. We're going to get him on the indictments, which we know moving forward, they're not. But we'll have to see how this plays out. Now, Biden could say, okay, go ahead, follow up on the subpoenas so I could show everyone that this is not a two-tier justice system, that we're actually going after Hunter Biden. Well, once again, it's Hunter Biden. It's not Joe Biden, because it's not apples to apples, because Trump has indictments. Joe Biden, he's not indicted. It's his son. So it would be the same if it was Don Jr. or Eric who was indicted and Hunter got indicted. Yes, that's apples to apples. But again, Hunter is not a presidential candidate. Joe Biden is. And Trump is. So again, it's not even Steven here. It's not apples to apples. So once again, yes, could they use that? Of course they could. But I do believe they're probably going to go down the path saying that they're all that he's already indicted and we're not going to follow up on the lesser crime. But let's see how this all plays out. It might go the other way. Now, Trump, he said something very interesting on Truth. He said, "Where's Hunter?" Why does he keep saying that? Where's Hunter? Well, we know he was right in front of the Capitol, but where is he truthfully? Is he with his father or is he with the Patriots feeding the Patriots information? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see since the border has been open this entire time, the people of this country are realizing that they did this on purpose. And the people now realize that the border needs to be shut down. The wall needs to be built because we don't know who's coming in this country. They know that they're doing this on purpose. I don't think it's a secret anymore that they're doing it on purpose. Now, there's a lot of D's out there still that believe the border still should still be open. I do believe this is going to change in 2024 when there's an event and it all points back to the border saying the terrorists came across the open border. And once this happens, this is going to be game over for the deep state players because the people are going to go, holy crap. You mean this person just came right over, had an event in the United States? Well, now we need to close the border because this is getting out of hand. And you can see the plan is working. The people, they no longer trust Biden. They no longer trust the Biden administration to secure the border because they know he's never going to do it. Trump, he put this out on Truth and it says the following. Best to secure the border, 24% say Biden, 54% say Trump. What do you think is going to happen when we have an event? You think this percentage for Trump is going to skyrocket? Of course it is. And it's going to drop like a rock for Biden. And this is how you show the people the truth. This is how you show the people what's really going on. Yes, you can tell people. I mean, Trump did tell people when Biden was coming into the White House, Trump said he's going to destroy the economy. He's going to open the borders. You're going to have people flooding this country. But again, did people actually believe it? Some people did, but the majority didn't. Why? Because it was just words. Now that they see it with their own two eyes, now they're believing it, especially when they see an event, especially those D's, those liberal Jews that see the event happen. That's really going to wake them up. And what do you think is going to happen? Do you think they're going to stay with Biden? Or do you think they're going to say, okay, we had enough here. I hate the guy. I really don't like Trump, but I got to do it because Biden is destroying our country. He's destroying everything here. Now we have an event in this country and it's a complete and utter disaster. And think about while all this is going on. And remember, it's always the same players. While this is going on, what do you think is going to come out? I mean, we're already starting to understand that Pizzagate is real, that they use code words because of the case in New Mexico. I mean, this is the introduction for those people that didn't really believe. And I do believe this is going to get, you know, larger and larger and larger as time goes on. You're going to see a lot more of this. But again, this is leading up to what? It's leading up to get these people on everything. And what we're going to see is we're going to see that these same players, they're going to be attacked from all different angles. And one of those angles is those people that went to Jeffrey Epstein's island, who went on his plane. Because remember, it's the same exact people. And when you start bringing that into the fold, it chips away at their narrative. And it's going to be very, very difficult for them. Because what's very interesting is that Representative Tim Burchett, he put this out on X and it says the following. I asked Representative James Comer to subpoena Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs. The American people have a right to know who took part in his disgusting business, and their victims deserve justice and accountability. And he put this letter out. Let me just read his letter. It says, Dear Chairman Comer, as you are aware, there have long been unanswered questions surrounding the sex trafficking ring spearheaded by the late Jeffrey Epstein. We know that Epstein and his associates engage in a child sex trafficking and cater to the rich and powerful elite from around the globe. Many of Epstein's clients are alleged to be some of America's most powerful and well-known people. Recently, Senate Democrats blocked an effort by my colleague, Senator Marshall Blackburn, to subpoena the flight logs associated with the Epstein private plane. The American people have a right to know who took part in Epstein's disgusting business that ruined so many lives. More importantly, their victims deserve justice and accountability. It is my hope that the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability can provide the accountability Senate Democrats refuse to pursue. To that end, I respectfully request that you subpoena flight logs of Jeffrey Epstein's private plane, as well as any other documents you deem appropriate and necessary to determine who are among the scumbag Epstein's counted as clients, and highlight any who are or previously were government officials. Oh, so now they blocked it in the Senate, but now they're asking the House now to subpoena the flight logs. Oh, this is going to get very, very interesting. Well, we might see the flight logs now. Actually, now this information might be timed at the right moment to come out to reinforce everything that is going on. I mean, how do you bring down the deep state? Well, you keep hitting them and hitting them and hitting them. And then while everyone is either believing or on the fence or maybe not believing, you bring in more and more and more, and then you bring in the big one. And this ties everything together, because once the people of this country, and I'm not talking about the far left, I'm not talking about those people that are all for the drag shows and the trans, because that's a very, very small minority. I'm talking about the people of this country, hardworking people who have their families. When they start to see this, they are really going to wake up like we've never seen before. And they are going to be shocked and surprised on what they are hearing. Because now, with everything else that's going on, with the money laundering, the crimes, the treasonous crimes, you bring this into the fold, everything starts to make sense and the people start to question everything. And that is what is coming. And it looks like the Senate tried to stop it, because again, I do believe a lot of these people are probably, you know, on the flight logs. And I do believe, hopefully, the House now will subpoena these records. We'll have to see how this goes. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that there are many different companies going after Media Matters. One of them is X. And I do believe the Attorney General of Texas is also involved in this. And we can see that this is going to expose what Media Matters actually is. Now, of course, Media Matters is now suing the Texas Attorney General over the response to Elon Musk's dispute. So they're trying to shut down this entire case against them by suing the Attorney General. But I don't think they're going to have a case. I think the Attorney General, Elon, they're going to have an incredible case, especially when they start to get certain records. This is going to be very interesting in how all of this plays out. Now, the other thing that we see happening right now, we can see the war drums are getting louder and louder and louder. And I do believe they're going to get a lot louder as we go through 2024. But you can see that the UN and a lot of the installed leaders, they're on the side of terrorists, because the UN, they went ahead and they voted actually for Hamas. Actually, that's what they did. And Hamas actually said, thank you very much. But what happened during this entire vote at the UN, it looks like Ambassador Gilad Erdan, he actually held up the phone number of Sinwar, because their offices are in Qatar. And everyone's saying, listen, just call this number and tell them to have a ceasefire and then we'll have a permanent ceasefire. So since the ambassador did this, this actually took all eyes off of Gaza and what's happening there and pointed it to the actual source of the problem, which I do believe is an incredible move here, because now people are saying, wait, this is the guy who's instructing everyone and he's not in Gaza? This is very interesting. And now everyone knows the number. Of course, he's probably going to change his number. But again, everyone is seeing this. Now, what's very interesting, since this happened, it looks like Hamas leaders, they have fled Qatar and they went into hiding. Now, I do believe that Israel shouldn't just go after those terrorists out in Gaza. They should go to the source of the problem. And that's what we always have to do. If you go to the source of the problem, that's how everything stops. And you need to remove the problem, the source of where all this is coming from. And I do believe this is actually the move that Israel is going to make. They're finally going to go after the source of the problem. Because if you just take out the terrorist out in Gaza, the source, who has a lot of money, they're just going to funnel in more money, more tariffs, and you have the same exact problem again. So if you go to the source, just like you go to the source of the Federal Reserve, get rid of the Federal Reserve, we're in a different system. Go to the source of the deep state, get rid of the deep state, we get rid of the problem. The same thing has to happen in all these different areas. You got to take out the source of the problem. And I do believe this is exactly what's happening. This is why the deep state players, they're panicking so much. Because remember, number one, they like the terrorists. They like criminals. They are criminals. That's why they like this. And they like war. And that's what they're trying to kick off. And you, if you look out at the Red Sea, you could see the Houthis. They've been terrorizing several commercial vessels out there. And who funds the Houthis? Well, it's Iran. And right now, U.S. warships, they're responding to all of this. And we'll have to pay attention out in the Red Sea because I do believe something is going to happen. And people can see the infiltration in this country because we have the Israel-Gaza war going on. We can see that other countries are very worried. They're putting up terrorist alerts saying that this war is going to spread into the rest of Europe. And I do believe we're going to see terrorist events happen. And we're seeing the infiltration here in the United States. And I think the other countries are also seeing the infiltration because you see all the Muslims that have been brought into the country. Now, this was done on purpose to bring us to this next phase. The next phase is to wipe out the people in each and every one of these countries if you don't convert to Muslim. That's their goal. They've been telling us that's their goal. And we can see that there has been infiltration in this country. When we have the presidents of the Ivy League colleges sit in front of Congress, everyone saw this very, very clearly. And what's very interesting is that Sia Khorasani decided to use AI and change what Elise Stefanik said. They went ahead and they removed the word Jew and put Black, Muslim, LGBTQ, Asian in its place. And when you hear it in those in that way, well, it starts to make sense. And we said this from the very, very beginning, but now you can hear how it sounds. Take a listen.
Ms. McGill, at Penn, does calling for the genocide of Black and brown people violate Penn's rules or code of conduct? Yes or no?
If the speech turns into conduct, it can be harassment. Yes.
I am asking, specifically calling for the genocide of LGBTQ people, does that constitute bullying or harassment?
It is a context-dependent decision, Congresswoman.
It's a context-dependent decision. That's your testimony today. Calling for the genocide of Muslim people is depending upon the context. That is not bullying or harassment. This is the easiest question to answer yes, Ms. McGill.
Once again, everyone can hear this very, very clearly. Now, we have the Penn president. She decided to resign. But again, we have the president of Harvard. She's still there. The board is rooting for her. And now it turns out that she plagiarized, which we talked about yesterday. So now that we know that she plagiarized, it looks like they are trying to pretend that she didn't plagiarize and they're trying to protect her. And this is very, very interesting how this is all playing out. DC Drano put this out and said, she plagiarized her doctoral dissertation. She said, people calling for genocide of Jews on campus did not necessarily violate the student code of conduct. Over 1 billion donations to Harvard have been lost. Congressional investigations and public humiliation of Harvard will only intensify. Yet Claudine Gay refuses to do the right thing and step down. It's only going to get worse. Christopher Rufo put this out, and he's referring to the New York Times article. It says, Harvard clears president of research misconduct after plagiarism charges. Christopher Rufo underlined a certain part of the article and says, not all instances of potential plagiarism are equal. Really? That's interesting. Well, Christopher Rufo responded to the whole thing and said, the New York Times is running defense for Claudine Gay based on the preposterous argument that not all instances of potential plagiarism are equal. America's elite institutions have made it clear. There is now a separate standard based on identity. DEI has conquered the truth. Absolutely. And Wokeness put this out on X and said, Is this how white privilege works? University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill resigns after failure to condemn anti-Semitism. Harvard University, we unanimously stand in support of Claudine Gay after plagiarism charges, Israel debacle. Absolutely, but I believe Dr. Carol M. Swain says it the best. I rarely get angry, but I'm angry right now about the racial double standards that are temporarily giving Claudine Gay an opportunity to resign. White progressives created her, and white progressives are protecting her. The rest of us had to work our rear ends off to achieve success. Some get it handed to them. Absolutely. And yes, they are protecting her, because if she resigns, if they fire her, it proves that DEI does not work. And look what you get when you follow DEI. You get someone that cheats. You get someone that lies. You get this. You don't get the best of the best. And that's what we should be striving for. No matter if you're black, white, Asian, it makes no difference. If you are the best of the best, that is the person that should get the job. It doesn't matter what your skin color is. Doesn't matter what your race are. It all depends on your abilities. And what they want to do is they want to base everything off of skin color, off of race. Aren't we going backwards? Yes, we are. That's what they want. They want that in the end. Let's talk about being prepared. Night vision binoculars are the coolest pieces of tech anyone can have, but until recently were too costly for the average Joe. Likely, newer models have caused prices to come way down. If you enjoy fishing, hunting, spotting wildlife, or just want to keep an eye out for intruders after dark, you'll find a pair of night vision binoculars very useful. This is why myself and tens of thousands are getting Nightwatch Pros. Nightwatch Pros affordably allow anyone to see with predator-like vision and pitch blackness. They're highly effective for watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection, and much more. Plus, they include typical high-end night vision features, including 4K video recording, a clear HD display, 5x zoom, anti-shake technology, and a long-lasting rechargeable battery. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that Nightwatch Pros are the best choice for night vision binoculars on the market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection to your loved ones. Place your order for the Nightwatch Pro now, and you'll receive access to Prepper Speak's exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement. Simply click the link in the description below to go to nightwatchpro.com and use promo code HOLIDAY for 25% off to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out. Because that's how you create division. That's how you create a racist society, because that's really what they want in the end. Because who are they? Who are the deep state players? They are racists. They are cheats. They are criminals. So they want this for the world. That's what they want. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the entire COVID push, it's not going to work the way they think it's going to work. And it looks like most likely as we go through January, February, because once we get out of these months, it's going to be very, very difficult to push because the cold weather is gone. People aren't going to feel sick. People are going to be happy that it's getting warmer and they're going to have a very difficult time. And we could see that they're already backing off on this. Yes, they might say there's new variants. They might try to push it in certain areas. But it looks like they're going to be backing off of this because the CDC will no longer track data on excess deaths associated with COVID-19. Why is that? Why did they decide not to move forward with this anymore? Because the people are actually dying from the bioweapon, actually. That's why. And the other reason for all of this is that life insurance companies who have actuaries, they actually study this. And now as they're studying this, they're starting to realize, hey, there's not that many people dying of COVID. They're actually dying of the bioweapon. And this is where you find the truth, because the actuaries, they have to be exact in their calculations when they're figuring out how long people live, what things affect their lifespan. And this is how the companies make money, because if they don't have this, then they would lose a lot of money and the companies would go bankrupt. So this is where you find the truth, and they're starting to realize, holy moly, the deaths that you keep saying that happened with COVID actually didn't happen with COVID. It's actually happening with the bioweapon. And it looks like they're backing off all of this, and eventually they'll probably back off everything because, again, they don't want the people to know. But I think the people are starting to understand, and they're learning about all of this, and they're realizing that they've been tricked from the very, very beginning. Now, since we just talked about racism with Claudine Gay and what the deep state really wants, you can see it firsthand, actually. Look what's happening out in Boston. This is what the mayor put out in Boston. On behalf of Mayor Michelle Wu, I cordially invite you and a guest to the Elects of Color holiday party on Wednesday, December 13th at 5:30. So this is for coloreds only. Libs of TikTok responded to this and said, Mayor Wu, the mayor of Boston, invited only elects of color to a holiday party. This email was mistakenly sent to all city council members, including the white ones. One white council member called it divisive. The party is still scheduled to take place and only black council members are invited. So let's switch the words around a little bit. Let's use the word white. Only white people can attend this party. How does that sound? This is racism right here. Why are we basing everything off of skin color? Oh, wait, the people of America aren't. It's the deep state players. It's the installed morons. They're the ones who are basing everything off of race. They are the racists. And now the people can see this very, very clearly. And what's very interesting, it's the same exact people that said defund the police. It's the same exact people that have been pushing all these agendas, allowing the criminals to roam the streets. Well, we know why this is. We know why the illegals are brought into this country. And every step of the way, Trump has been pushing the idea that we can reverse all of this. Yes, there are laws in ICE that have been in the books since 1996 where we can deputize certain law enforcement to actually go out and round these people up and send them away. And I do believe Trump has a plan to make sure that these individuals, well, they can't be sued while they're doing it. Trump, on Truth, he pointed to an article from Newsmax, and it says, Trump going to indemnify policemen, law enforcement. Speaking to one of the most crime-ravaged cities in President Joe Biden's America, Trump is vowing a new law and order presidential campaign platform that will protect the police. That should tell you everything you need to know. He's letting you know we're going to reverse all of this. And I do believe we are. Now, of course, we have to get there and we can see the deep state players. They're going to try to stop Trump at every turn because they do not want him to be president, because they know once he's president, it is game over. And why does Trump want to run to be president, even though he's the commander in chief? Because in the end, he wants the people to experience all this. He wants the people to decide. He wants the people to think logically with all the information so they can then make that decision. Do you want the country back or don't you? It's up to you. And he needs everyone to see this. Not the people that are awake. Now, yes, you saw it. You're awake. He needs the other people in this country. He needs the D's to wake up, because if you don't wake them up, this is going to be a huge problem moving forward. You need America to wake up, to see the truth. And this is why he's taking all the slings and arrows, because I do believe in the end, he's going to show the Republicans, the independents, the D's, the truth. And once the people of this country see the truth, they will know who the true enemy is. And again, how do you get there? Well, sometimes you need the deep state to attack you with everything that you have so you can show the people the truth. And that's exactly what Trump is doing. Right now, with the January 6th case, the Supreme Court accepted a case that could further complicate Special Counsel Jack Smith's timeline for bringing Trump to trial in D.C. on charges stemming from his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The justices agreed to take up the challenging the scope of an obstruction law that has been used to charge hundreds of January 6 defendants, along with former president. The statute, Section 1512C2, is connected to two of the four counts Smith levied against Trump in his indictment. With two key charges in question, Trump's March 4th trial date appears increasingly unlikely, despite Smith's making every effort to maintain it. The decision by SCOTUS today to take up the appeals on the 1512 obstruction of an official proceeding case means that Trump DC case will not be going to trial. But we'll have to see how this plays out, because, again, they want him to go to trial. Julie Kelly put this out and said, Holy shit, Supreme Court will review 1512C2, obstruction of an official proceeding case. This is a felony used against 300-plus January 6ers and represents half of Jack Smith's indictment against Trump. If SCOTUS determined DOJ has misused the statute, will be a game changer. This is a day so many January 6ers have been waiting for. Lives destroyed, people rotten in prison, all because Biden's DOJ abused a post-Enron evidence tampering statute. And what will Jack Smith do now? 2 of 4 counts in his indictment in jeopardy? This is potentially more impactful than immunity issue. Will he drop the 1512C2 related counts? Will he seek a superseding indictment with other charges? Trump's lawyers presumably will file a motion to dismiss those counts. Never a boring day. And let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. But we also know that Trump is being brought up on charges on election fraud. And what's very interesting is that there was a recent poll that was conducted by the Heartland Institute and Rasmussen Reports, and it found 1 in 5 voters who cast mail-in ballots during the 2020 presidential election admit to participating in at least one kind of voter fraud. Now, keep in mind that 43% of 2020 voters cast ballots by mail. There were approximately 155 million ballots cast in the 2020 presidential election. 43% of that would mean over 66 million voted by mail. 1 in 5 of 66 million would amount to potentially over 13.33 million ballots that were illegally cast. But 2020 was the safest and most secure election in history. Trump responded to all of this on Truth and said the following: "This is the biggest story of the year, and Republicans must do something about it. Don't be Mitch McConnell and his gang of rhinos. Have to make a move now. Get tough, get smart. Our country is being stolen." Then he said this: "The most important poll released in the last 20 years came out yesterday stating that 20% of the mail-in ballots in the 2020 presidential election were rigged or defective. That means that the election was a giant scam. You cannot have a fair and honest election as long as there are mail-in ballots. Cheating will always be prevalent. France and many countries have stopped the madness. Republican Party must do something now." So think about all this evidence coming out showing that mail-in ballots don't work, that people cheated in it. It seems that the narrative is being built right now, and Trump is putting pressure on the legislatures to do something about this, to say there are no mail-in ballots anymore until we figure this out. Everyone must go back to voting in person. Now, think about how this is all going to play out. If they're able to do this and people say, you know something, I lost credibility in the mail-in ballots since I heard this poll. I don't want to do that. I'd rather go to the poll centers in person. I do believe that we're on our way into moving into paper ballots, and people will accept paper ballots if something catastrophic should happen. Actually, yesterday we read a poll showing that, yes, if mail-in ballots, if they don't work, if something happens, people are okay going in person. So I do believe we're on the right track, and Trump is trying to shift everything in that direction. Not him himself, but with this information coming out, he's using it to shift everything in that direction. And I do believe this is the direction we should be headed in, because the deep state players, they're going to try to use mail-in ballots. They're going to try to use drop boxes. But I think this time around, they're going to have a very, very difficult time using that. Now, the other thing that is very interesting, since Jack Smith is going after Trump, it looks like new information came out that the missing Secret Service text might be because of Jack Smith. And according to a new Jack Smith filing, the DOJ may be part of the scandal of the missing Secret Service text messages. Jack Smith, in his Monday night filing, objected to Trump's demand for evidence from the Department of Homeland Security and January 6th committee. Julie Kelly put this out and said the following: "Jack Smith filed a motion objecting to Trump's demands for a vast amount of evidence from various agents, including DHS and January 6th committee. I will post some highlights. It appears DOJ is part of the scandal of the missing Secret Service texts, as reported a few days ago. Thousands of texts between 24 Secret Service and official agents, including the director and Robert Engel, the agent Trump allegedly attacked on January 6th, according to Cassidy Hutchinson, were deleted at the end of January 2021. United States Secret Service claimed the purge was caused by a pre-planned reset of devices, and it happened after House Dems notified exec branch to preserve records related to January 6th. J6 committee subpoenaed the text only to be told they were not recoverable. Now it looks like DOJ had actual phones, but still could not find the deleted messages. This is insane. No one can possibly believe this given the invasive tools the government had and used in this investigation. This is in addition to Biden's DHS refusing to give House GOP numerous transcribed interviews with Secret Service officials. Also, apparently, the one with Engel. So what are they hiding? And I thought this was the most transparent administration ever. And it looks like they're not transparent whatsoever. Now, it looks like Jack Smith, he is trying to leapfrog over the appellate court and go directly to the Supreme Court. Jonathan Turley put this out and said, Special Counsel Jack Smith is now seeking to leapfrog the appellate court and ask for a ruling from the Supreme Court on Trump's immunity claims. The only reason for the petition is to seek to guarantee a trial of Trump and possible conviction before the election. D.C. Drano responded to this and said, This is why Jack Smith is trying to elevate this case to SCOTUS before the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled. He wants his trial done before the election, but he's exposing his true motives by not following the standard appeals process. He is openly admitting this is about politics, not justice. Absolutely. But again, you can see they're building up the idea that they have the right to remove the presidential immunity. Now, if I was Trump and I was trying to get Obama, trying to get Clinton, trying to get Biden and the rest, I would have them remove my immunity. This way, I have a clear playing field to go after every single one of these individuals. Now, The Hill put this out and said, a federal appeals court ruled that former President Trump cannot assert presidential immunity in a defamation lawsuit brought by writer E. Jean Carroll, denying Trump's bid to avoid civil trial next month and thus setting up a Supreme Court battle. So they're already saying that he cannot use immunity for that case. So it looks like they're setting up trying to remove the presidential immunity. Now, if I was Trump and my main mission was to go after the bad guys, what would I want them to do? I would want them to bring this all the way up to the Supreme Court. I would want a ruling. I would want them to get rid of the presidential immunity. This opens up Pandora's box. And now Trump can go after every single one of these people. Remember, this is not about a four-year election. This is about destroying the deep state players. Now, this doesn't mean the Supreme Court is going to rule in the favor of Trump. But again, if you were going after these people, this is what you would want to happen because Trump has nothing to hide. He doesn't have to be immune, just like with his taxes. He hid his taxes because he wanted the Supreme Court to rule on his taxes. And they did. Yes, you can go after anyone's taxes and their corporations and their relatives. That opened Pandora's box. If the Supreme Court rules that presidents don't have immunity, that opens Pandora's box. Now, if you're going to go after the deep state and you're going to destroy them and you're going to prove everything, I would want that ruling. And I do believe this is why we're heading down this path. Julie Kelly put this out and said, Donald Trump just filed a response to Jack Smith's demand to expedite appeals of Judge Shukan's presidential immunity order at D.C. Appellate Court. This is separate from response due next week related to similar requests before SCOTUS. This appeals presents novel, complex, and sensitive questions of profound importance. Whether a president of the United States may be criminally prosecuted for his official acts as president goes to the core of our system of separated powers and will stand among the most consequential questions ever decided by the court. The manifest public interest lies in the court's careful and deliberate consideration of these momentous issues with the utmost care and diligence. The three-judge panel at appellate court that will first decide the appeal includes two Biden appointees and one Bush appointee, all women. Discover so far, Trump's lawyers wrote, is equivalent to the Washington's monument stacked on top of itself eight times with nearly a million pages to spare. DOJ, per usual, foot-dragging discovery. Judge Cannon in classified docs case scolded DOJ numerous times for not fulfilling discovery obligations deadlines. Judge Shukin turns a blind eye. In fact, one of my favorite Shukin moments was when Trump's defense attorney, during a hearing in late August, complained about the voluminous amount of discovery involved in the case. Shukin replied that they should have been collecting evidence for the past year because they knew the indictment was coming. In Smith and Shukin's reckless rush to trial, they are creating new norms to drastically alter the legal and political system in the U.S. These are the last two people who should be able to do so, but here we are. That said, imagine the possibilities. And she highlighted something very, very interesting. It says, President Trump has since filed two notices pursuant to SIPA Section 5, in which he notified the court and the prosecution that he intends to disclose classified information at a trial in support of his defense. So they're changing how everything is done. If they get the ruling, this opens everything up. Now, what's very interesting is that since this is now going to be heard by the Supreme Court, it looks like the case is on hold. Kyle Cheney put this out and said, Judge Shukin agrees that she no longer has jurisdiction over Trump case while his immunity appeal is pending. But she added, however, that the stay does not prevent her from enforcing his conditions of release, protective orders, and gag order. So yes, the case is on hold right now, but again, the gag order and everything else is still in place, and they could still put Trump in jail if he violates any of this. Now, what's very interesting is that Miranda Devine put this out on X, since we're talking about prison. It says 1 in 5 Democrats want Trump in prison for life or executed. And this is according to a Rasmussen poll coming this morning. 47% of all American voters think Trump is guilty of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. 41% don't think he's guilty, and 13% are not sure. 72% of Democrats believe Trump is guilty, as do 20% of Republicans and 45% of independents. If Trump is convicted, 34% of voters believe he should be fined, 44% want him in jail, including 7% who want him in prison for life. Now, as Trump gains traction with the people, which he has a lot of the people with him, he needs the court case to show the people, and yes, it's the D's, he needs to show all of these people, yes, it could be Republicans and independents going along with this, but mostly the D's, that he is not the one who rigged the election. And I do believe that's what this is all leading up to. Because remember, what they're doing, what Biden is doing right now, he's allowing Trump to use everything that they're doing against them. They have opened Pandora's box. And Karma Patriot put this out, and she first refers to Trump's truth on Truth Social, pointing to a New York Post article, and says, Trump warns that Biden indictments against his opened Pandora's box. Joe, be very careful what you wish for. So he said this during the New York gala. Karma Patriot responded to this and said, Pandora's political elite box, a list of key domestic contacts for a joint venture involving Jim and Hunter Biden and now bankrupt CEFC China Energy Company, included former Vice President Joe Biden's current running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, among other prominent Democrats, Fox News has learned. So that news article came from Post 4935, October 22nd, 2020. And in this article, it says key domestic contacts for Phase 1 target projects. And lists Harris, Chuck Schumer, Amy Klobuchar, Dianne Feinstein, Kirsten Gillibrand, Andrew Cuomo, Bill de Blasio, former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, among others. Down below it says, Pandora's political elite box. That tells you everything you need to know. And we can see that Trump, I do believe he's sending out messages letting us know that something might be happening with Biden where they're going to have to remove him. Because this is what he put out on Truth. Only 23% say Joe Biden is mentally up for the job of president. Only 14% say Joe Biden has the physical stamina to be president. So is he trying to tell us that he's going to have some type of mental breakdown? They're going to do a physical, a cognitive test, and they're going to report, listen, because of his age, because of what's happening, he can't run for president. Think about how this plays out. They nominate Biden, and he is now the nominee, and he goes through the first part of the year. His mental ability breaks down, everything starts to fall apart, and he has to drop out. And Kamala has to pick up where he left off. Now, once again, the poll numbers are going to look absolutely awful for her. And what happens if she drops out? Are they going to have to substitute her? Now, can they bring in Newsom? Well, that would look a little weird. Can they bring in Michelle to replace her? I do believe so. And I do believe this might be the way we see this play out. Now, the other thing that we find that's very, very interesting is that Biden now is losing certain people that fundraise for him. Right now, it looks like Will Peace, he served as the Biden fundraiser during the 2020 presidential campaign and was the executive director of Draft Biden 2016. He also worked for Bernie Sanders, and it looks like he appeared on Fox and Friends, and he decided to leave the Democratic plantation. And he explained how the party has completely abandoned its traditional views and solely focused on dividing the American people. And he is now out. The other thing that's very interesting, it looks like they're freaking out with RFK. Remember the article saying that, oh, RFK is going to be taking all the votes from Trump. And yes, this is going to be great. They'll be going to RFK and Biden's going to have the lead. Well, it looks like the opposite is actually happening. And Eric Abinanti put this out and said, Democrat Claire McCaskill freaking out over polling data showing RFK Jr. takes more votes away from Biden than Trump, particularly in swing states. Did anyone really think the MAGA people were going to actually just go to RFK after everything that Trump has been through? No, we knew from the very, very beginning that it was going to be from Biden because they're looking for some place to go. They'd rather not go to Trump, so they'll go to RFK. It makes common sense. And the other thing that's very interesting is that since we know that Biden most likely will be dropping out and Kamala will be taking the place, it looks like former Hillary Clinton spokesperson Brian Fallon has been hired by the office of VP Kamala to help with their 2024 campaign. Now, remember, this is the guy that said defund the police. So once again, he helped Hillary Clinton. He didn't really do that great of a job. She lost in 2016. But now she's going on board with Kamala. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and I do believe that this all leads back to Obama in the end. And it seems that Trump is sending a message saying, yeah, this is where all this is going to lead. He put out a truth and he's pointing to an article and it says why the Iran deal matters. It was the first in a series of hugely consequential lies that will shape our country as much as the Middle East. And when they talk about this, they talk about how everything that's happening out in Gaza and everything that's happening out in the Middle East, it's going to actually come back to the United States. It's going to come back to the European nations, and we're going to have these people here in these countries creating certain events. And I do believe Trump is letting us know that Obama is on deck, and we can see that this is now building and building and building, because I do believe there is a change of batter coming, because once they realize they can't win and Biden is not going to be able to pull this off, they're going to have to bring someone in to help out. Now, of course, they're going to try to control the narrative as we move forward, but we can see they're getting the cyber attack narrative prepped and ready to go. Coming out of Sky News, it says UK could be brought to a halt at any moment by a cyber attack. So right now, the Joint Committee on the National Security Strategy says the large swaths of critical infrastructure are vulnerable to ransomware attacks. And the UK is unprepared for this. And at any moment, the entire country can be brought to a standstill. That's interesting. We just saw that movie where the country was hit by a cyber attack and communications were taken down. I do believe this is going to happen worldwide. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we said that war will be approaching, the deep state will be pushing war, coming out of Newsmax, it says U.S. seaports are vulnerable to underwater drone attacks. Seaport security was taken very seriously during World War II when German submarines lurked near East Coast beaches. But during the Cold War, despite the U.S. possessing a large naval force and being the leading power in undersea surveillance, concerns waned about a possible foray by adversaries into American harbors. So are we being told to watch the waters? Is something going to happen where maybe a missile or a submarine is out off our coast? Are they going to fire something at the United States? This is going to be very, very interesting, and we're going to have to watch this, and we're going to have to watch the water. Now, we know that they're going to try to control the narrative as we move forward, and I do believe this is why DHS decided to use AI, and remember, they put out a memo And Conservative Treehouse kind of explains the whole thing here. DHS is not going to shut down the North American internet. Just change the pathways using their public-private partnership with social media and big tech. Justification, big picture, national security. Details of control found in the motives of creating labels like disinformation, malinformation, and misinformation. Why is the Department of Homeland Security in the business of conducting wide-scale surveillance, monitoring, and tracking of American citizens? George W. Bush and Dick Cheney created the domestic surveillance system under the auspices of DHS and the Office of the Director and National Intelligence. Barack Obama and Joe Biden then took that DHS surveillance system and modified the dials, Justice Department, FBI, so the surveillance only applied to their ideological enemies. The artificial intelligence AI component to the internet surveillance system is launching toward the end of this year. DHS announced exactly this, and they put it in a memo. And if you read the paragraph, it says DHS will not use AI to improperly profile. DHS will not use AI technology to enable improper, systematic, indiscriminate, or large-scale monitoring. Take out the words improper. And the admission is DHS uses AI to profile, target, and discriminate. In the second sentence, DHS currently participates in systematic, indiscriminate, and or large-scale monitoring, surveillance, or tracking of individuals. The only thing those sentences in the paragraph say is that DHS will not allow AI to create improper outcomes within a system. They outline that they already exist. So will they use this in 2024 to actually control the narrative, shut down certain accounts, ban them? Absolutely. Are they going to shut down the internet? No. And I do believe when the cyber attack hits, I don't know if the entire internet's going to be shut down, because I have a very funny feeling that most of what we're going to see is going to be done by what is embedded in the chips or maybe in certain software where they're going to be able to shut certain things down, but keep the internet up. And this way, if they are able to do this, you wouldn't be able to communicate with everyone, but the internet would still be operable, which means the Patriots would still be able to use the internet. And I do believe they're going to use the cyber attacks to cancel the elections. And we know that Obama was involved in that movie, Leave the World Behind, where it showed that there was a communication blackout and people couldn't function. But what's very interesting about this is that there's another movie coming out in April of 2024 called Civil War. Now, it's not a movie about what happened back in the day with the Civil War in this country. This is present day. The film follows events in the U.S. during a Civil War. Government forces attack civilians. Journalists are shot in the Capitol. And yes, you see F-15 fighters firing at the American people. They're showing how they want a war. They want a civil war. And when I saw this clip of the F-15 fighters, it reminded me of what Biden said. Remember when he was talking about AR-15s and F-15s? He said, you need an F-15, not a gun, to fight the government. Take a listen.
Those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America, keeping America's independent and safe. If you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use that's used to provide this. And who are they shooting at? Shooting at these guys behind me.
Now, it's interesting that he said that. And the movie is coming out, and it seems that that's exactly what's happening. Now, think about this movie and Civil War, and think about what Military.com put out. Dozens of troops suspected of advocating overthrow of U.S. government. New Pentagon extremism report says. So they're talking about neo-Nazis, white supremacists, anti-government movements. Remember, DHS, they designated people of this country as terrorists, MAGA extremists, white supremacists. They are setting the stage. This is why they keep repeating this, because they want the people of this country to realize you are the terrorists and we will stop you at all costs. So they're going to try to come after the people. Now, do I believe that this is going to work? No, because I don't believe they're in control. Do they want this to happen? Of course they do. But if we go back to post 1664, this is July 1st, 2018, it says there will be no civil war. Coordinated mainstream media hysteria designed to instill fear, change narrative. Then if you look at post 22, I'm going to read the whole thing, October 31st, 2017. Who controls the National Guard? Why is the National Guard recently activated in select cities within the U.S.? We haven't seen that yet, but I do believe that it's going to be coming, especially when the chaos begins. Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? Of course they can, if the country's attacked or if there's an insurrection. That's interesting. Do conditions need to be satisfied or authorized? Yes. What former president used the military to save the Republic and what occurred exactly? Biggest drop to ever be provided on the board. Study and prepare. The masses tend to panic in such situations. No war, no civil unrest, clean and swift. And I do believe that the deep state, they're going to try to push all of this. They're going to try to push a civil war. They're the ones who are going to be doing all of this. Trump is not going to be behind this. It's going to be them. They're the ones who are going to be all of doing all of this. And the people are going to see this all play out. I do believe the Biden White House, just like it happened to Trump, when all the chaos happened, they're the ones who are going to be calling out the National Guard. They're the ones who are going to be cracking down on these people. Now, think about this. They would like the people of this country to be involved in this. They would like to draw them out. This is why they're probably going to use people that are dressed up in MAGA hats and things like that, the Patriot Front group. Yes, you're going to have the other side, because they want this to take off. And this way they can use the government to try to shut it down. And that's how you start the Civil War. But I do believe this is going to completely and utterly backfire on them. And what's really going to happen is that the people of this country, just like during 2020, the people, they didn't go out in the streets and fight. I do believe this time around, those people that might do us harm, those people are going to be rounded up. Those people are going to be captured during this entire process. And once again, it's not going to be under Trump's rule. I do believe it's going to happen under Biden's rule, because all optics will be off of Trump. And I think this is going to be very, very interesting. So whatever they're planning, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they already have the countermeasures in place to actually do the opposite. And everyone's going to see who these people truly are. They are treasonous to this country. And once all the evidence is out there and people see what they've done, the people will at this point be with Trump, because they're going to vote him back into power. And I do believe as the elections approach and the country is attacked, I do believe Trump will get those paper ballots. People will vote in person, and the deep state, they will see that the people are behind Trump. Trump will get the signal, go after these people. Now, does that mean he's just going to get up and tell everyone to go after them? No, I don't think he works that way. I do believe he'll have peace, which will counter all their plans. I do believe he'll calm the situation down. And everything the state was trying to do is going to fail. And it's going to make it a lot easier to capture all these people. I don't mean it's going to happen like a couple of days. I do believe it's going to be a scary period of time. But I do believe in the end, this is what's going to happen. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.